we have the Tosfos here. Good Masara, Nima Masara, Machokes of Ben Yasser and Yonatan. What is the meaning of Batizna? So Tosfos, but neither Batizna Allah Barish, Lashon Nuf, Lashon Mazon. In other words, the Mandam Majruv Matzala, that's Lashon Mud, that Lashon Mazon within the cup. Nima Matzala, that's the pointed side that was in the Osamakom, that's Lashon Nuf. But it wasn't Nus Mamish. In Toma, I'm not going to have Nus Mamish. Why not learn Kipshuto that she was Mizanet? That she had relations with somebody else. Rama bin Utami, the Ratzalach Zira, Kin Mukach Troy. Since the story goes that she ran away from him to her father's house and he went back, he went there to bring her back. So had she been Mizanet, he wouldn't have done so. The Phil Pilakshim or Hidarkum Mahakhziach has Nusam. Even by Pilakshim, sounds of Tosis, it doesn't necessarily become Iser, Lubayla, like by an Isha, but it was not considered the normal thing to do to take her back. That was what Achitophel told David, Achitophel told Avshalom to do. Uksiv, when he did that, so at the end of the story, when David came back to Yerushalayim, Batiyena Tzros Ad Yom Moshan Almonos Chayos. In other words, David didn't have relations with him. Once Avshalom was boiled, these Pilakshim, so David didn't have relations with them. So you see, even by Pilegesh, that the Derech was not to be mouthed to them. Okay. Nima Matzala, that's the other man, the Amar, Nim Tomah, Amar Besanherim, Perkoin Gadush, Engle Vnosi Spell, Seyar, Obesa Shechi, Blobesa Eva. So Vnosi Spell didn't have here in that area. So how could it say Nima Matzala? Yishome Debasi Fastoar Hoysa, Kimishani Asim Gabi Tomar. Gemara says by Amnon and Tomar, the mice of Amnon and Tomar, children of David, that there was a Nima, Ba'usa Makam, and Amnon became a Kwis Shavcha. And then we ask the Kasha from the fact that Engel of Yisrael Seyar, and then we answers here to Bas Yifas Torah. So, same thing over here. Okay, this is that point. Now we see the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Chisda, Ra'olam al-Yata Adam Ema Yisrael B'toch Beso. Yes, Avi. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think that the Mepharshim asked this question, tells us that maybe it's a special din that of Shavita Shemelech, Mishtamish B'Shavita Shemelech, so that's why it's like a pchas, it's not right for the king to Mishtamish anymore. It's like a heavy of someone to say back, but Avshalom had a status of a king, maybe, that's not so clear, so therefore it's not called a heavy. I think that Yaakov Emden maybe here was the other Mepharsh in the back. You can look around, they asked the Ha'ar and Tosis. Amar of Chisda, La'olam al yatel adam ema yisera b'toch beisam. Sharei pilegesh begiva hitel le'abayla ema yisera. The fact that he was so strict, and therefore when he was makpid, whatever he was makpid on, she ran away. That was because he had a very strict way about him. It was Matu Ema Yisera, and because of that she ran away, and at the end of the story, V'Pilo Kamar Vavos Mi'Yisrael, it was the result of that Ema Yisera that so many tens of thousands of Jews lost their lives in the Muhammad there against Shevet Binyamin. The Chiddush here is interesting, because L'maisa, this was just one little detail that started the ball rolling, that Memela she ran away, Memela he went to get her back, and on the way back to where he came from, to Har Ephraim, that's when the Maisa happened, when they wanted lodging, and the story there with how it happened that she died. So really this is like not really the direct cause of the war. The direct cause of the war was what happened subsequently, when the terrible story when they surrounded the house. So yet, Rav Chisda says, but if in fact this was in some way, even though indirectly, so part of the process that led ultimately to the tragedy of what happened, so we can also pin some causal effect on this as well. In other words, Megalgan is Megalgan Schusai Bezakai. So if in fact this had some effect on what happened ultimately, it triggered a chain reaction, one to another, ultimately, even though it doesn't seem directly to be the cause of what happened, nevertheless, we can see that this is obviously a serious matter. And we find this in other Mamari Chazal as well, you know, this kind of idea that even something which, again, doesn't seem to be the main cause in a particular sequence of events, but if it's part of the part of what tied in to ultimately something happening, that also is treated as a cause, and we can learn therefore the severity of this issue. Had he not been so strict, so Memela, she wouldn't have run away. Then never would have been such a story that he would have had to take her back and have to stay overnight and so on. So therefore, this is therefore a lesson that we should learn. That's Yisim Chizda. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav. Kolamatil ema yisir b'toch beiso, self hubo yidei shalosh averos. Somebody again imposes a sense of a very of intimidation and fear in the house. It will lead to three terrible averos: gilui arayos, shfichas damim, v'chilul Shabbos. That's the gear that we have. Chilul Shabbos. How? What is the pshat exactly? Rashi says, gilui arayos. How does it lead to gilui arayos? In other words, she wouldn't go to the mikvah because of the cold, but she's afraid to be honest. So that's interesting. It's called Gilui Arayos. We had a Tosus on Beis Amid Beis, whether the Isser of Nida is considered a Dabar Shebe'erva. Good. Shaila, to what extent the Isser Nida is considered a matter of Gilui Arayos? It's in the Parsha, of course, of Gilui Arayos. Anyway, that's what the Gemara is referring to in terms of Gilui Arayos. That could happen if it's Ema Yisera. Shvichas Damim, Kihacha. Like over here, it ended up obviously leading to loss of life, murder. She was killed. And even though it wasn't necessarily a conscious Ritzicha, but it was a form of Ritzicha. And then Bachal, the Mocham itself, afterwards, the Shvichas Damim. Opa Amim Shaburachas Mipanav. She runs away, it's dangerous, and she's running away, and then without realizing, she could fall in a pit, or begesher, or off a bridge. So that's Shvichas Damim. No, what two cases? But because the other two things, Rashi doesn't have Kihacha. See, Tosus runs differently. Tosus finds all three illustrations in the story itself. Rashi learns that basically these are things that could happen. So in two out of three, Rashi didn't find the parallel in this story. In this one, there is. So Rashi mentions it where he could. The Chilul Shabbos, how so? Pa'am shemadlekas ner, om vasheles michshecha shecha pnei maso. In other words, because he wants his food, and she didn't have a chance, or she wants his light, and she couldn't do it before, and she's more concerned about his reaction than about what's right and what's proper. So therefore, Chas v'Shalom, Chilul Shabbos comes about. Nidei Masa, v'hu eni yudeya. Amar Rabba bar Bachana, Had Ami Rabbanan, Shlosh Dvarim Sachem Adam Lomar Pesach Teiso Erev Shabbos Simchashecha. We have a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Medikin in Shabbos that there are three things a person should say just before Bein Hashmashos, Imchashecha. First, he should find out whether they took off Meiser so that the food can be eaten on Shabbos. A Ravtem is Machokis. We'll see. Rashi says it's referring to Rabbi Chatzeros. Tosfos says even with Rabbi Tchumen, because it's Mashma, it's Imcha Sheikha, but once it's been Ashmashis, you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv. So the Shaila is, what's it referring to that you can't do Ben Ashmashis, but you could do it only before? Hadliko Saner is simply a saying you should make sure to light, and all this is obviously Imcha Sheikha. These things, says Rabbi Rachana, should be said. So you should say it with a certain gentle tone, not in an angry, loud, harsh tone, in order that it should be accepted. That is Rabbi Rachana's point, again connecting to the theme here that of Emi Yisera. So these things that the Chazal is talking about in the Mishnah Shabbos should be stated in a soft spoken way. Amar Rav Ashi, no lo shmiya li hadar Rabba bar Bachana. I didn't hear this particular memra
V'kiyamtia misvara. But nevertheless, I on my own logically realized I should do this. The Mashal is ma'or, but I mean, Rabbi Ochanan also mistama said a misvara. Well, where did he get it from? I mean, also misvara. So what's the difference? Yeah, unless he was medayik in the lesson of the Mishnah. Why? He says, lomar, besoch beso. I don't know. Somehow it sounds like it's talking about speaking softly. Lomar, beso. Chore was also something that he realized. The Mishnah says what it says, and I'm telling you, misvara, that it should be done benichusa. So the Mashal learns differently. The Mashal learns that in Rabbi Chana the pshat is that tihechadil kabu mina. If you speak harsh, they're not going to listen, and it will come with the chilul Shabbos, or they'll do it. In other words, there'll be a problem. It will be done later, and therefore you want to make sure that it's done in time, therefore you have to speak softly. And Ravashi says, separate from that consideration, that it should be that they should listen. Stam, a person should naturally always speak softly. You should speak softly in general. Benachas mishmoy, not Rav Dachka specifically because of kabul mine, it's simply a way of being. Amar Rav Avohu, La'olam al yatil adam ema yisei b'toch beiso. A person should never be impose this terror in the house, to be overly strict. Sharei adam gadol, a great man, hitil em yisei b'toch beiso. That was his hanhaga. Ve'chilu adav gadol, and they had him eat something which is a terrible iser. And who is the person? The adav gadol is more than say menachai. And who was the person? The Adam Gadol, Umanu Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean, Hachilu, Sakadaitach? Could it be that he actually was violating such a terrible Isser? Hashta ben Mishul Tzadikim, and a Kashbuch, maybe Takal al Yadam, Tzadikim Atzman lo Koshikim. That even, it's ben Mishul Tzadikim, the classic case of Chamor Shepinchas ben Yoyah, didn't want to eat Demai, because the Kashbuch didn't want that they should be Nichshol and giving the animal Demai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly should be protective of tzaddikim, not to be nichsho in an aveira. Ela bikshu l'achilu davar gadol. They want it. And Rashi tells us a story, because there was a missing piece and they couldn't get a new animal shechted, on the spot. So they simply took an evim nachai in order to fill that, compensate for the missing piece of the animal, the leg, whatever. So that's what they wanted to do, but it was caught in time. He wasn't nechshu, actually. My new Evan Menachai was called Davar Gadol, the Mashal says, because the Yisrael Evan Menachai is even for Bnei Noach. So it's considered more than just an ordinary Machos Asuris, that it's only for Jews. It's called Davar Gadol. Rashi says, Esartem Peros Shenocha L'machar. That's the Yisrael. Before Shabbos, he made sure that the Peros haven't taken Meisir off them. A raft and Rashi here learns a ruvi chatzeros, so that you can carry in the chatzer. That's midrabanan, midraisus. Anyway, mishusa yachid midrabanan. They share a chatzer, various houses, so you have to have an ruvi chatzeros. The hemtim shel tzadikim ba koshochtin. That's the story of Pichas ben Yoyah's donkey. Ev menachai. What was it exactly that took place? Shenevad mehen evra menashchuta. Nei maso, because he's going to be makpid. That where's that piece? Missing, chatchu avadav eva menachai vehevil tachtav shelo yavid. Tosu says shalosh averos. Seder olam amar the osa yom the pilegesh begiva Shabbos hayim. Tosu wants to learn that these three consequences were all present by pilegesh begiva. So it says gilui arayos shvichas damim chilu Shabbos. So Shvichas Damim, Rashi himself points out that you have in the story of Pilegesh Begiva, what happened to Har, what happened later on to the people in the war. Gilead Raya's Tosa also takes for granted took place here, because they were basically taking her and for sport. And she was a Pilegesh, so that's called Gilead Raya's. And Chilas Shabbos, Tosus doesn't understand, where is that? So Tosus brings from Seder Olam that the Osa Yom was Shabbos. What does Tosus mean, Osa Yom? It's not so clear. Could be means the Mochama. I think the Mashal learns it going on the war. So maybe that they thought that they may be allowed to wage war, but still consider Chil Shabbos if you didn't have to have it take place on Shabbos. It turned out that there was a Chil Shabbos because they waged war on Shabbos. Verach Kasav Gimla Veros Gilo Yarayos Fichas Dam Benach Chil Shabbos Chil Hashem. And that's pretty obvious, therefore, why it was connected to Pilegesh Begiva. because that whole notion, that whole story was an outrageous thing. That's what he did. He wanted to shock everybody when he sent the pieces of the body into the Shvatim. That's terrible. The whole thing created such an outrage. Chil Hashem. According to the pshat now that we're saying that all three were plegish begiva, this is l'chol going on both, but certainly according to the Rach. So why doesn't it mention another thing that is goreim even minachai? The Gemara says later. The answer is in the Chanami it could be goreim a lot of things, but the Gemara is talking about what it caused there, what we see caused in the story itself. So even minachai nothing to do with the story of plegish begiva. These three things did Chil Hashem certainly, and that's the point. It emphasizes the points that clearly were there and evident in the story itself. Daniel,
Can you say that maybe the Chil Shabbos was that they kept traveling at night?
Maybe
they wanted to stop somewhere, then they
didn't want to stop. Yeah, could be. I don't know. Maybe. It says that he kept in there so many days. The father of the Pilagesh. And finally, it was already, the middle of the day, but he said, I'm going to go. So he's saying one of the days that he traveled, that day itself that he finally left.
And then, the Eved wanted to stop at one city, and Osman didn't want to stop until he got
there. That's even the traveling itself.
It's like they were all traveling after Shkia, maybe?
I don't know. Could be. It's hard to know. Tosfos doesn't really explain. I thought the Masher learned to take another look. I think he says it the Mochama, but you could say what you're saying, maybe. It's hard to know. I don't know if we have this in our Seder Olam, which makes it a little bit harder to figure out. Tosfos quotes Seder Olam, but it says here in the Hagos, Masoros HaShasim of Yaakov Endel, Faneinu Lesa. So we don't have that Seder Olam. In our Seder Olam, it doesn't say that. Yes?
According to Rashi, it doesn't necessarily connect all these three things to the story of the Why are we only putting these three things? Why aren't we afraid of, Neva just going to go and steal something for it, or anything else?
So Fuba, I guess these are considered more likely. Maybe you think these are three that are seen as more likely to occur. Could be a lot of things. If Menachai, you see it, Menachai, it happened. Right here. The Ein Nira, El Kamosh appears Bekunis of the Madlik, and Rashi there says differently. The Parachasam, the Gemara asks a Kasha, Hagufa Kasha, Amrit, Im Chashecha Iravta. Once you get to Savik Chashibin Hashemashis, you can't be Ma'arit. So you wouldn't ask Iravtim. You couldn't do anything at that point. Vahadatani, Savik Chashecha, what do you do? Ma'arvin. So it's a Minei Ve'astira, that you could do, you are Ma'arvin Hashemashis, Mishani, Kambir Vitchumin, Kambir Vichatseir. So which is which? Pirish Bekuntis, the Reisha Ve'ru Ve'tchumin. The first part that says, Im Chashecha, that's Ru Vitchumin, the Besavik Chashecha, Ein Ma'arvin. So it comes out that the last time it mentions the Ben Hashemashis, that's Ru Vichatseir, but the first mention of Iravtim, of Im Chashecha, is Ru Vitchumin. V'chein Pirish Rav. And what's the fact of Pshat? Why is it different? Why is Eruv Tchumin not allowed Ben Hashemashis, unlike Eruv Chatzeres? V'anim Bishum, Devruv Tchumin Machmir in Tfeg, V'shiyesh Osmach Min HaPasuk. Pesuk in Rishach talk about the Yetzish in Mekomo. So here we're setting up the Eruv at the end of the Alpayimama in order to be able to go another Alpayimama, so you're being Kona Shvisa. So that has a little bit of a smach in the Pesukim, so therefore we're more Machmir for that. Chein Masu Pirek Mishot Tziyu, Gav Yagach, Gidiv Yameko Be'eruv. When you have a suffix, a machokis, a be'erven, we go like the meiko. A papa ma'itzpich, sakadel chamin ha'nibri b'chatzeros, a b'tchumin ne'im lo, kamash moran. So you see, a b'tchumin is considered more chamor. So therefore, again, what would be the pshari ha'ravtem, a ruvei tchumin is im chashecha. Because it's more chamor, you can't do it later. Hashta dendus of tzadikim. Amar ben utam. Now in the call itself, that tzadikim anan nichshu na'veros. So, let's understand. The Gemara takes it for granted here in a number of places. We're asked a kasha from the fact that the Hebrews of Tzaddikim and Kashmir is not maybe to call us certainly Tzaddikim themselves. Rabbeinu Tam says that we have to understand one of the parameters of this idea, of this principle. The lo parich el gab midi de'achila. The Gemara is only asking such a kasha that how could Tzaddikim be nichshol if behemos of Tzaddikim are protected, certainly Tzaddikim means something having to do with in isra achila. In other words, and why dafka those kinds of averos? The gnai hu got tzaddik sheochel davar isa. It's not nice that a tzaddik should eat a davar asa. Macholos asuras is especially a gnai, that tzarek should be nechso on such a type of an avera, that to eat becomes part of him. Maybe you'll say metakim misalev. We'll see if that's really the factor. But certainly the fact that he had to eat a davar asa, that's a gnai. But in terms of a general avera that's not connected to achila, that a tzarek could also be nechso. And this is why you don't find this kasha necessarily every time you find in Shas that somebody was nechso. In an avera, Lachi, for example, Lachi lo parech Rabbi Yishmael shekar v'hita b'perek hamidah Shabbos, right? So he was reading by a light, and he went to adjust the light. Chazal say you shouldn't be kolei lo aron there. Shemayata, it might be flickering, it might not be burning so well. So how could it be that he was nechso in that? The Gabi Yehuda ben Tabai shaharag izomim. The halacha is that you can only carry out kasha zamam if you're mazim both eidim. If you're mazim only one, then there is no din of kasha zamam. And he thought otherwise, and he ended up killing an eid zomim. It turned out to be a wrong thing, because the person should not have been killed. Again, how could he have done it? In other words, they assumed that somebody was eating truma, he was a Kohen, but really all he was an Eved who was allowed to eat truma because as an Eved of a Kohen, but that doesn't automatically assume that you can be a Kohen. He's not necessarily a real Kohen, he's only an Eved. So again, it was a mistake that was made by great people, and yet there's no problem of the Hemdim Shav Tzadikim. Now, in that Gemara and Ksuvis, it so happens that if we look in our Gemara, we see the Gemara did ask the Kasha and gave a Teretz. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that Yerusha. Rabbeinu Tam felt, Ubahi the Pekbez Diksubas Tehel Evid Kukuna Alpiv Lo Gosh De Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara should be asking this Kasha, Hasta Bim Shav Tzadikim. Why not be Gosh It? After all, you could connect this to Midida Achila. Af Bi She Yesha Machilas Iser Truma Li Ishto Lubanav She Ein Asurim Vitruma. In other words, by making him a Kohen, you're going to let his wife marry, eat Truma, and his children eat Truma, and that therefore has to do with machot, with also with eating. So therefore, why not say that it can be goris that kasha, because it does fit with the Yom Tam's rule, because it's talking about midi de'achila. Mikol makom kivin shechacham atzmo ein nechsho b'achilas yisur ein tzvar lehakshas. In other words, that wasn't his eating. That would have been his avadim, his wife. That would therefore not have been a basis for a kasha. So therefore, the Kav Rabbi Notam is, again, only midi de'achila. So therefore, when it comes to Uchveis Rabbi Shmuel Kar V'hita, it's not a kasha. It's not midi de'achila. When it comes to Rabbi Metami Har Gizomim, it's not a kasha. And even by Hele Avin Kun Alpiv, given the fact that it's not his eating the truma, it's them. So again, the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, and the Girsa is not the way we have it. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. Now, what exactly is the Svara of Rabbi Notam? So you could have said midi de'achila is because of like the notion of metanti misalev, macholos asudos, right, can be metanti misalev. It has a certain negative spiritual effect. The only problem with that pshat is that chol achilas truma is not that way. Achilas truma lezarim. Rabbeinu Tam considered that to be midi de'achila, except that it's not going to be good enough because it's not his eating the truma; it's the avadim. But the issue of eating truma for a zar is because of kedushas truma. So therefore, we don't want to be machal the kedushas truma by letting a non-kohen eat it. So it's not the same idea macholos asuras damitamis. Damitamis alev, which is mamish be'etzem, it's something which is considered repulsive. It's meshukat. It's considered something that's that's spiritually impure. Here a hafech, it's extra kadosh. It's because it's so kadosh, we have to be more careful who can eat it. So the whole idea of tamei salev would not make sense by truma lezar. So, and yet Rabbeinu Tam still considered that to be within his category. So he says, so maybe Yigmar could have asked the kasha there. So he answers, no, but it's not his eating the truma. So I think you see from here that the yisod of Rabbeinu Tam is not per se because of mitanti misalev. It's simply because of the fact that the avera had to do with an iser achila, period. But not necessarily what's called macholos asuras based on the klal of mitanti misalev. Just simply, it's a gnai that it said it should be nichsho by eating something. Eating because it should become part. It should be eaten by him. That seems to be the hadgash.
So what's the difference in terms of eating for
Abdullah? But let's see. But the real time goes on. He qualifies further. In fact, Rabbi Notam, Yemi Yabarabba, the Ishtari, the Toim, Kodim Havdala. Afagav to Amar Hasan to Misasa Baskira. So you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah, and he was Nechshel. So Chore, how could it be? And Mur doesn't ask any kashas there. And in the end, it's a terrible thing. Misasa Baskira. It was Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, and Levi, I think it was, came to Bavel, and he sees that they're eating food, the Bavloi, the Babylonians are eating food on Yom Kippur. So again, and included in that was the Tzadikim in Bavel. They had a different cheshbon in their ruach. They thought it wasn't Yom Kippur. But meanwhile, they were eating on Yom Kippur. So, in other words, what's the difference in these two cases? It's the achila itself was achila shel heter. You ate before Abdullah. The food, there's nothing wrong in eating that food for you. It was just, you're not allowed to eat it in that time. Same thing Yom Kippur. Not iser and a chetzer. So the point being is iser chetzer versus iser gavra. So if you're eating a davar that's usher to you, the etzem, the food is usher to you. That's the gnan. Does it have to be a food that's metavim salev, so l'chor or not? You see, chumah l'zarim is considered to be a midi di achila that's considered a gnan. But still, the point is the chumah, the chetz of the chumah is usher mitzad the chetz. As far as eating for Abdullah, it's not the chetz at all. It's simply what? It's simply the gava you can't eat. You can't eat before Abdullah. You can't eat on Yom Kippur. It's not beside the chetz at all.
The ones are be saying it's an Isra vote. It's just an Isra vote.
But you have to qualify both of two. In a chenami, it's not. Metam Mishalev is a special notion that it's Metamti Mishalev. Macholos Asuris is a bad thing because it has also this element of Metam. It's Mesambam, Metamtam. That's not the Hadgashan of Yom. It's simply the fact that Midi Diachila, that it's a Chetzi. You ate a Chetzi as Asher to you. That's it. But not because of this extra notion of Metamti Mishalev. That's all we're bringing out. But it's only because of the Isra Chetzi. Well, Ma'i said this klal is not muskam necessarily. I gave you the Ramban. Those who want to have a copy, I know you probably had a hard time finding it. So, if you need copies, there are some more copies here. In the new editions of the Ramban, you'll find this in Chul and Dav Zayin. In the old Ramban, it's not there. So, the Ramban does not like Rabbeinu Tam's klal. He says about Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, "Ein b'tam hazeh lo tam v'lo reach." And he brings the kasha from Kesuvos, and he has the gifts that we have. So he tries to say something else. So in the middle he says something, but I want to focus more on what he says in the end. He ends up saying that the pshat is like this. It's not just midi diachila that tzaddikim are speared being nechshel. It can go across the board, like you find more asks by the case of Eved, the Kohen. Rather, the point is this: Yesh Gitaritz. Look in the middle of the last paragraph here. Yesh Gitaritz. She'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takolat tzadikim klal b'shogeg. In other words, to the extent that a person is totally innocent, there wasn't any element of carelessness that you should fall into a avera without having really any kind of shred of responsibility. That tzadikim are afforded special protection that it won't happen. So it should happen, takol b'shogeg, that Hashem watches over tzaddikim. Habogetayim esayin also. That's a special leg of shmirat tzaddikim have. But let's imagine these various cases that the Rabbeinu Tam quoted. Rabbi Yishmael, kar v'hita. So there, everyone is saying, all the Tanaim were saying, lo yikolarne. Yishmael says, ani ekra v'lo ata. So he was already taking a certain risk, putting himself in against everybody else. So the fact that he was poshea to say, I'm going to defy what you all say. So therefore, he was more vulnerable. So that's why it could happen for tzaddikim too. The other example that he brings from the Gemara in Nivam, as Tosfos doesn't quote it, that says that they were fighting over something and then a Sefer Torah ripped. So they were upset. They literally got angry. So we know, Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes, the Chazal say, as a result of the anger. So they came to Gidei Chet, because Kass is a terrible thing. So again, they are somewhat responsible. They put it on themselves. Yehuda ben Tabai, the one that killed an Eved Zalmon. So there he has to say something else. He says, first of all, maybe that person was actually Chayiv Misa anyway, for whatever Aveira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the one that carried it out. But you can't call it totally an Aveira because it turns out the person was dealt what he needed to be punished with. He brings a Gemara, a Medrash like that. Don't feel bad. The person was Chai Misa anyway. Yeah. So basically, that's the car of the Ramban. That really Shadikim Anan Nechso in any type of Avera, provided that there wasn't any cause on their part that brought it on themselves. If the person lets down their guard, Tzaddik is himself a little bit Nechso, then it could happen for everybody. But if that person should naturally just without realizing, next thing you know, let's say you're it could be achil, it could be anything. Someone gave you something to eat, and then lo and behold, turned out to be treif. It didn't have the hashgacha on it, you know, and the person didn't realize. So tzaddik wouldn't happen something like that. It was totally without any below yodin. So tzaddik has a shemira, but to the extent that there was a little bit of a lapse, to that extent, even a tzaddik could be nich. So that's the Ramban's shot. Yeah, Frank. Yeah.
But in our Gemara, where he was matla in the yisira, he did something wrong also. So why are we using that as an example to ask the question?
Interesting. According to the Ramban Pshat, so he was somewhat more should be asking a kasha. What? That's good. I hear it. It's a good time. It's a good time. It's a good time. See, it could be that was his general anhaga, in other words. So it wasn't like this is particularly, you know, for this. Sometimes each case is this niche particular case. You let down your guard in some way. You were more lax. This is an orbital anhaga. This was his general anhaga. He was very strict in his house. So the more it's bringing out that you see, it's not a good thing to be strict. Look what happened. What happened was achilu or bikshu at the Gemara says you can't say achiluhu. Because again, the fact that it was an overall anhaga, maybe that wouldn't go into Ramban's crowd. The fact that it was an overall, that's a general anhaga. So that the Gemara can criticize the general anhaga. But the Ramban's talking about lapses that are specific to particular instances. In other words, had he done something in particular that would have led him to eat the Eiv Menachai at that point, that would have been justified. That could have happened. The fact that he had overall anhaga in general, maybe that doesn't serve as a contributing factor. Maybe that would be the chiluk. But here, the time is a good time. There's a Ramban in Chumash, just the Mar Mokum I'm giving you, that Rashi brings from the... he brings from Medrash Rabbah, really, that brings it up. But you see this issue come up over there, too. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat versus maybe general virus, not just midi de achila. How do you define, let's say, an eating geza? Is that called an iser achila? You eat something which doesn't belong to you. Is that called like a geder of midi de achila? That's a gnai le tzaddik or not? But does gzeira define the chefza? In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam requires that the chefza should be a davar aser, and that's where you have the problem. Before Havdalah is not a problem. It could happen. No, so why I mention this issue? Because it says by Avram Avinu that his gemalim were distinct, the gemali Adonav, that they had muzzles. So the Ramban quotes on Pashas Chayisar, the gemali Adonav, Rashi brings up the Nikarin that they had the muzzles, so the Ramban brings from the Medrash, but wouldn't Avram Avinu's camels be at the very least on the same level as Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey? So they wouldn't be eating in the fields of others. They're a high madrega, these camels. Okay, so the question is, yeah, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only midi d'achila. So if you say like not like Rabbeinu Tam, so the kasha, at least we can hear the kasha, even though you could tie in some chanala nes and so on. Okay, so that's where a lot of them in the Farshim deal with this issue. But Lamai said the Ramban quotes, I talked about it.
Remember, says two years ago.
Okay, you remember, so if I go back to, you know, I don't remember. You remember it? Okay, it could be I mentioned it, yeah. So anyway, Rav Chanan writes in one of the Kovet Shurim somewhere that the Isser Gezel is considered an Isser, because Gezel taints the Chefza, so therefore it's considered Midi D'Achila. So it could work out for Rabbeinu Tam as well. Yes. It's heavy.
It also worked by Moshe, but he doesn't get fed by the Minekes Mitzvahs. He gets fed by Yochevet, Rashi.
Right, okay.
There also, because it wouldn't be proper if Moshe was going to speak to Pi.
Meshkina, what does that do with the
Mitzvahs? So he shouldn't drink milk of a Mitzvahs. He should be drinking milk.
Yeah, but what does that do with the Yishuv Tzadikim?
Because it works that the concept of being governed Moos, the God Beit Tzadikim, is on Achila specifically.
Ah, okay. But, yeah.
one answer is that the reason Avraham muzzled his gemalim isn't because he was nervous that they were going to eat, but because Lot, he wanted Lot to see that his camels.
I'm not talking about Lot. We're talking about when Eliezer goes to find Rivka. It says Nigmali Adona, that the camels were distinct. Rashi brings it over there that they were nika.
Also, right. Also for the point of the three things that come out from one that gets too angry. So
it's not about anger. It's about instilling a certain strict, harsh tone. It's more of instilling fear.
Right. So it says that. So Bar Hana says that there's three things that come out from it. That you should light the candles. You should tell your wife to light the candles in a soft voice so that she'll accept it. But before that, it said that Rashi said that if you instill too much fear, then you should be afraid that your wife is gonna light the candles on Shabbos.
Right.
So there's two different reasons of why you shouldn't instill too much fear. One is so that your wife will listen to you, and the other one is so that she won't light it on Shabbos.
They're both true. So they're not mutually exclusive. The point is, you want to listen, and you want it. That's what the Marshal pointed out, that it could be that if they don't listen to you, they might end up doing it on Shabbos. If they don't listen to you, do now, Hadikos and there, it will be an issue, Kilchul Shabbos. Could be that also, it also goes into what he's saying. Okay, right. Shalachi Marukfa Rav Elaza. Marukfa was one of the early Amoraim, time of Shmuel. Shmuel and Marukfa were very, very good friends. He was one of the early Reish Galusas. He was Av Beis Din and Reish Galusa in Bavel. Yes, Ariel Yanish, question.
I think I was
talking
before about Shalosh Averis. It says, Sofu Bavide Shalosh Averis.
Yes.
But all the examples that Tosos and Rashi give, they have nothing to do with the Baal. Something he's doing today, Shvichus, she slips and she.
So something saying Huba sounds like he's coming.
But right. He's the subject of Kolamatu Emiyater of his Kolamatu. So Huba, Yedeshal Shaderos.
Gila Rice,
he's over on the Avera.
Huh?
Gila Rice would be
here.
Gila Rice, if he's eating the thing that's cooked on Shabbos.
Well, with Rashi, it's his Avera, Yerai Shvichus Damim.
Is that his fault?
The Daniel Shavchu, it says that if the Kanim didn't give the person the proper escort, then it says the Yadeinu will shapkus adam azeh. See, that would have been considered shapkei damin. They were goring shpikas damin.
But she ran away.
You know what I'm saying, but if he was matir miseri, he was goring that she would get killed. He's considered to be a goring for ritzicha.
And Tosfos is the Baal one.
That's the
Baal one who killed the
Pilagesh. No, the people that were with her all night. They forced her. They surrounded the house, and then he ended up giving her up. And then by the next morning, she'd been weakened, and she ended up being, she was dead by the morning. So
is it all the one who came to do Shvichus Damim, or is it all the one who came to do Urias
thing? It could be like this. It could be that Sofsof Huba means that he'll come, just like you find this story that it led to these three things. So he's predicting, based on that Sofsof Huba, that the person who's going. And Miseva will lead for him to do it. And his story is a British beginner. It may not have been the person himself. But the fact is, you see that it was a chain reaction and it led to three consequences of Averis. So now he's saying, Memeiro, we can also say that such a person will lead to that for himself. And for Rashi, though, it comes out much better in that respect. Here, maybe in Rashi, it's maybe you're saying maybe what Rashi would rather learn the way he did. Could Shalchei Marukfa Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, Marukfa was in Bavel. So he sent a message to him in a letter. B'nei Adam ha'omdim alai. There are people who are standing over me. Rashi says, L'charef u'gadef. The issue was that they were being very, how shall you say it? What? They were cursing, they were making life difficult for him. So, now I have connections. He was a Reish Galusa, so he says what I could do is I could be most of these people. I can inform the authorities of that, then and then I'll be relieved of this aggravation. Mahu. In other words, in his mind, he thought he had a heter of Mesira. He wanted to know, do I or do I not? So again, according to Rashi, what were they doing? We'll see, it was really Geneva, but maybe he had other people with him. Just to make things light, make life difficult. Mitzayer him a little bit. Firtei v'kasav. Rabbi Lazar wrote back with Firtei. This is how this story connects to the sugya, because it's Firtei. So he wrote back a pasuk with Sirtut. He wrote the pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti Eshmer Adrachai Mechato Vilshoni Eshmer Lefi Machson Va'od Rasha Linegdi. So it mentions in this pasuk about not sinning with my mouth, put a muzzle on my mouth as the Rasha is right there opposite me. Meaning to say, Yidashind Afapisha Rasha Linegdi, even though the Rasha is right there oppressing me, Eshmer lefi machsam. I'm still guarding my mouth with a muzzle. In other words, you have no heter mesira. Shalachrei, so he sent back, it got worse. Kametzayu lituva. It's getting to the point I cannot tolerate it anymore. V'lomatzina de'ikan v'hu. Can't stand up to this, to the pressure. Shalachrei, again, Rav Elazar sent back. Doesn't say here with sirtut, so you have to know, maybe it was the same page. So maybe I didn't have a new sirtut because... Place, or something else. Doesn't say, but maybe it was with Sirtut. Dom Hashem v'schol elo. So he quotes another pasuk earlier in Tehillim. Dom Hashem pshuto means he should be silent, v'schol elo, to be bowed to him. But here's how he dashes. Dom Hashem v'hu yapirim l'cha chalolim chalolim. If you are going to do your part of Dom Hashem, Hashem will make them fall, bodies, corpses, in other words, piles and piles. You have nothing to worry about. What is your job? What must you do? What should you do? Not report them, but rather hashkim b'hayiv aleihem lebeis hamedrash. Get up early to the beis medrash. The harev means be there at night, morning, evening, beis medrash. Do your part in terms of ruchnius. V'ein kolam me'aleihem, and all those people who are creating problems for you will simply disappear on their own. That will be the solution. Hadava Yatsam Pira Falaza, even before Marukva had a chance to act on this advice, it didn't even have to come to that. When it's a new Gneva Bakola. So the person who was creating these problems was Gneva. Gneva is a very interesting personality. You have him a few times in Gittin later on. This is the early generations of Maroim, time of Rav. Umar has in fourth Perek and Brachas, Rav Davin and Erev Shabbos. Tefillah and Shabbos Tefillah and Erev Shabbos in the house of Geneva. The Geneva was clearly an Amora, an Adam Gadol, but he was a Bar Plukta. You have later in the Gemara, Ramid Aleph Amid Beis, that Rav Huna and Rav Chizda were talking, and Geneva passed by, and they debating whether they should stand up for him. One says we should stand up for him because he's a Bar Urian, he's an Adam Gadol, he knows a lot of learning. And the other one says, how can you stand up for him? Nikami palga, nekum. We should stand up for a Baal Machlokas. So Rashi the Alamed Aleph explains, based on our Gemara, Baal Meriva, Shahayisala Meriva in Mar Ukfa, Shahayav Bezdin, Kidaminim Perakama, Bnei Adam Ha'omdim Alayi, V'yadim Mosim Malchus. And that's Geneva. A similar Gemara you have later at the end of the fifth Perak in Gittin, the last Amud. On Samach Beis Amid Aleph, toward the end of the daf, again, that he passed by, and they were saying, should we stand up for him or not? And then it talks about a discussion. What was the end of the story? That they put Geneva Bakola. So the end of the story is also alluded to in the Gemara Gittin. Later on in the sixth parak, there's a whole sugya there about a person who's being taken with Kolar, and he says, I want to give X amount of money. You know, two went to this person. So the story is, in Samachem Beis, Geneva Yotze Bekolar Havi. Geneva was being taken out. Kiavi Kanafik, he said, and then there was a whole Gemara that follows. So this is, as a result of our Gemara, and the story in our Gemara, that's where it picks up over there in Samachem Beis. Geneva Yotze Bekolar Havi. So whatever you say, you know, we don't really know the specifics about the Machokis. It was obviously a political issue on some level. Ma'ufa was an Avezdin. But Gnivo is mitzayer him. The shayla is what was the nature of this psar, and what was it that Ma'ukva was misupik about? And the psak was apparently not just stam, you know, midas chasidus. Apparently, it sounds like the psak was, you may not be moser him. And what did he think that maybe he could? Rashi says, I could be master him back. That's it. He put chains on him, those who are, you know, sentenced to death, and that's what happened at the end of the story. But he didn't have to be Moser himself. But why did he think he could? So we'll come back. Let's just see the Tosas first. Herg bas for this vachin da shinan dom binyan acher. Gabi vayidom Aaron. Api shipucho chalola matadom. It was a different drush in this pasuk. That Aaron suffered the death of his two sons and he was able to be silent and withstand that nisayon and not to respond, not to say anything. Then the Gemara brings this drush from this pasuk that it says, Dom washem and chalolim and ischolelo. Ischol is chalolim chalolim, even if they are going to be people dying around you, close to you, nevertheless, you should still be dumb. That's the way the Gemara dashes over there. Different Rashi. Okay. Hashkin v'hayev aleihem. So it means to be early morning and evening. So tells us two pshatim. What exactly was Rav Ma'ukva told to do? The Russian agama is to go to Beis Medrash. So that sounds like he's saying go learn Torah, the Osik v'Torah. But Tosus, according to Mashal, apparently he was not goreis the words Beis HaMedrash. The Tosus says in the first pshat, we're not talking about learning, we're talking about davening. So what was he was told was, daven, you can daven to Hashem that Geneva should be punished. Don't do yourself the action of being Moser Geneva to the authorities, but you can actually tell Hashem that you want Hashem to punish him. That you can do. And how does it fit in the Russian? Hashkin v'hai v'alein, how does it fit in the Russian? Dom Hashem. Dorish dom k'mo dimdume chama. Person should daven im dimdume chama. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yudches. What does it mean there? When the sun is rising and the sun is setting. When the sun is rising, that's when the color of the sun is red, adam. And so it was when it's setting. So in the redness of the sun, that's when you should be davening. You're davening in the morning, davening in the afternoon, as the sun is setting. So that's the hashkin v'harev. You should daven at those special times and have in your mind in your davening that Geneva should be punished. Now, the shayla is, the Gemara says in Bava Kama that this is called being Moser Din al Chavero. Person has a grievance against somebody else, so it's not a good thing, it's a terrible thing to be Moser Din, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish this person. You're not supposed to do that. But the Gemara says, oh, that's what you're doing over here. Marukva is being told you can be Moser Din on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Geneva. If you do that, you ma'or a kitrug, then you can be punished first for your misdeeds if you're Moser Din on Chaver on someone else. But the answer is that if you have a grievance that you can take to a Beis Din down here, so then you're not allowed to Moser Din HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do justice. But if you don't have the opportunity, it's not shaykh to be exact justice to a Beis Din Shalmata, then you can tell Beis Din Shalmala that I want you and I'm giving over the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachal, you take charge, you judge, and you will be the one that will be take my case on from me. So that would be permitted. So maybe in this case he didn't have the opportunity to take on Geneva here to, you know, so therefore he had a right to be Moser Din. So according to this pshat, the Russian Beis HaMedrash doesn't sound right at all. So the Mashal says apparently Tosa wasn't going to Beis HaMedrash. The Meiri B'toch HaDvarim says that apparently they used to learn the Beis HaMedrash, so they used to daven the Beis HaMedrash, so you could even be goyish Beis HaMedrash. That is one shot. Inami hashkei malem Beis HaMedrash kamar. See, Tosa didn't have it. Sounds like it means Beis HaMedrash lasuk b'Torah, and from the schus haTorah the kol will take effect in Meila. That's what he was saying. But in any event, we have to understand what exactly would stud him here in terms of whether he was permitted or not. It's very unclear. So Rishonim already discussed this matter. The mice of the Rashi is very meduyik. Rashi streams to stress the chayiful gadif. Why does Rashi say that? What else could it have been? How else could one understand pshat here? Ha'om demolai. What could a Geneva been doing? Maybe being mastering himself. In other words, he had his own connections with the Persians, where the government was ruling over there in Bavel. So he was Moshe. But you see, if that were the pshat, then it would come out that if you have a situation of a Moshe who's threatening to act on, you know, doing his thing to be Moshe on you, so what is your right? Can you be Moshe that person? So he in self-defense or whatever. So if you weren't shot that way, it means that Marukfa is told you can't be Moshe a person who's a Moshe on you. And maybe that's not true. Maybe we hold that in a case like that, you'd be able to be Moshe, person who's out to get you, and to be Moshe on you. You can be Moshe on them, because he's already a threat. So Rashi says, therefore, the Peshat must be L'Charif God. If that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, Peshat and Rashi. Pnei Yeshua writes, a short piece, why does Rashi say L'Charif God? Hanir shebog lamed bazeh, the dafka ki hai gavna, she'amar alav b'divei chiruf, asur l'mosro. That's why he's told you can't give him over to the Malchus. But she'ekin why you can even mosro l'malchus, vada d'shogam arukfa l'hatzu atzmo v'limsor eskeniv l'malchus. And the Pnei Yeshua quotes that's what's paskin in Choshen Mishpat Shin Peches. It's mentioned by the Ramah there, l'maisa it's Mishonim already, that say this mefurish. In Tshuvas HaRash, and also in Tshuvas HaRash, but you have this mefurish. The Tshuvas HaRash is Klal Yud Zayin, Os Beis. The question was asked of him, what does it mean, Kometzara Yitzhuva? What exactly was going on here? What was he doing to Marukva? And the Rash says in his answer that this story means, Geniva was an Adam God of the Torah, V'loha Yamasur. Adkedekach, he even may have had his chesronos, but a master he wasn't. He was just giving Bar Ukva a hard time. Mitzaro maknito bedvar macherim. But if you be maushin, says the Rash, mutar l'masro l'mishpat. And he has rice. So is the Rashba. The Rashba is in Chelek Gimel, Simen Shin Samach Zayin. Talks about Masur, and again in the end of the piece, Hayida Minan Bekama Degitin, our story, Hanahu Lo Mesuros Hayu, Roy Mitzarin Oso Bekach, El Bidvarim of Nizakim Acherin. He was aggravating him in some way, some sort of damage is something, it was pestering him, insulting him, but not Masur. This is how the Ramah Paskins in Shin Peches, like the Pnei Yeshua alludes to. However, if you look in the Me'iri, you see the Me'iri had a different way, a different pshat. The Me'iri quotes this pshat, but doesn't like it. The Me'iri asks a kasha. Yesh shoalin, halo hamasar mechal hamaridinhu, v'lam micha biyado. The Gemara says about a muscle, he's considered a threat. He's like a rode. Chazal treat a muscle like a rode, because especially in time of the Gemara, none of this should recognize. This is, our world is a different world, and there's a lot of discussion about the implications of the muscle bisman is there when justice hopefully is on a different scale today, and it's a whole different world. But certainly, historically speaking, if you had a muscle, somebody was going to take someone's money, a Jew's money, and have the authorities confiscate money. So once that person's already dealing with the authorities, and it comes to money, it becomes more than money, and a person's life is in danger. Therefore, if a person is even threatening to be Moshe Mamon Chaveiro, Yisrael, to the government, to the authorities, that person is classified as a rodef, and even before the Rishonim point, even before he actually acts on his plans, if you can assume that he's going to act on it, you can preemptively kill the person. You can be morid the person, mamish, like throw him into the pit, like they did to Yosef, right? Morid him, they ain't malin, because he's like a rodef. So Memeira affect the Me'iri. So this Geneva, he was Moser. So how come he was told, Marukva was told by Marukva, not by Rav Elazar, not to be Moser him? You can act, you can kill a Moser. Rav Kana killed somebody who was a Moser. That's why he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so the Miri says like this. First, Yesh B'tarat Sim Shem Yikol Malkam Techila Roi Lahabas Alam B'Tfila. Even though you could, but you have to first start with Tfila. So that's why I told him David first. Ve'ein Yerakein Shari Bin Mukhat Humocha B'yado V'omash Shlo Yishtada L'Gurim Lam Shumra V'lomash Shehi Nosin Masin B'kach. His answer wasn't, be patient, start with this first. He said, you cannot be most of it. Then he says, Yesh Mepharshim. Now he brings the Pshat that the Rishonim say, the Rash, the Rajba, the Pnei Yeshua, and Rashi. Shiloh Eil HaMitzarim Lo Mafsidim Lo Klum Behedyim. They won't be Mafsid and Mamish. El HaMitzarim Oso B'Divreyim U'Basakav Ad She'efshu She'gvam Lo Hefsid. Indirectly. U'Sham B'Tzarimli. Zot the Me'iri. That's not true. That's not Pshat. V'Af Zeh Inirali. She'af Hu Lo Yom Mora La'af Mo'heter B'Kach. Because he was being insulted, being called names, achreis, whatever, that would have, in his mind, been justification to be Moser Geneva. In other words, if the Pshat was just simply Sabi Alma, Bizionos, how could Marupa have thought that he would be allowed? He had to ask, maybe am I allowed to do it? So the Miri goes back and says the answer is, L'choi is against the Rishon, Yerali, Sha'af and Masur HaGamur. A real total muscle, which he holds that was going on here, not like Rashi. Afa pishuhum bechlam moridin, yikomokum in mosvin osa lamalchus. She imkain, because if you were to do that, af ha mosvin osa nasu mesudos alav. So it's like two wrongs don't make a right. So to act as a moser is also bad. It's a fantastic idea, l'chor, because, I mean, l'chor, isn't this, the person is chayiv misa, no? So why can't I do it any way I want? Even if it's nekama, apparently nekama that's appropriate, justice. But the act of mesira is considered mechuar. Recognize the chomer how Chazal treated mesira. To recognize, therefore, even to the extent that you know we do accept this today, stam person in the face would violate a zoning code here, whatever it may be, something that's not necessarily per se a danger, but technically broke the law. It's a big problem. It's a terrible aveira. Imagine a person could say, you know, I'm going to call and get the person. That's a terrible thing because you see Chazal treated Nasir. Again, when it gets to something more substantive, it's a different parasha today.
What do we consider more substantive?
So you have to know. These are tremendous. These are very heavy issues. Issues like abuse, for example, certainly are going to Category 1. Perhaps we'll be obligated. I think we'd be obligated to speak. And the law would dictate that as well. So obviously, there, most of the poskim would say that it wouldn't go into Mesira. But there's a range of shittas, the truth is, about this. Not for a discussion now, but for another time. But there's a lot to say about this. In terms of the range of what considers the sinicity. But recognize, even with everything, you know, to the extent that we change the application today, we should never lose sight of the fact that clearly that's why there's a certain knee-jerk reaction, to recognize that there's obviously a big issue at stake. Maybe the halacha today dictates we should act differently than it would have been 100 years ago, but the issue is a very important issue. So you see in the words of the Meiri this way. I mean, to the extent that the Meiri says, even this person is a Moser, your response should not be to be Moser that person. Why? Because the act of Mesira is considered Mechuar, even B'derach Nekama, Ella, what should you do? Im Yechol Mechavto, beat him up, Uhovido B'shamini Hakos, B'chavos Osen. That's okay. Mesira, not. It's really a big chidush. Again, that's not the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not the way it's brought by the Rishonim here. But the Meiri learned Pshat that way. What do you do with the Meiri's question, though? The Meiri had a good time. He says, if it's simply Bizyonos B'Alma, so what did Marukva think that he could be justified here? So, the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, maybe there's a way here to learn Pshat. The Rambam says something interesting. Also seems to hold like the Rishonim, not like the Meiri. The Rambam writes in Chovo Matix I gave you, Perek Ches. First in Halacha Tes, he says, "Asalim se Yisrael biyad goyim bein begufo bein bemamono, ba'afilu haya rasha ubal averos." Even if a person is a bad guy, but he's a Jew, you can't be most of him. "Afilu haya meitzaro umitzaro." Even if he is giving you a hard time, giving you aggravation, that doesn't matter. The Kol Moser Yisrael Biagoyim in Gufa Ben Mono Engelchel Ga'olam Haba. That's the lesson of Rambam. Kol Moser Yisrael Biagoyim is Engelchel Ga'olam Haba. Now, the Rambam starts by saying, even Hayarasha Ubalaveris, Afil Hayamitzaro Umitzaro. Where's the Rambam get those words from? What's the mark of the Rambam? Our Gemara. That's what the Magid Mishnah quotes from our Gemara. Okay. Now, that's in Per Halacha Tes. And you look at Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes the following, in the middle of the Halacha, V'chein kol ha-meitzar v'tzibur u'mitzar o'san. If you're harassing, the word I was looking for was harass. He was, Mokov was feeling he was harassed by Geneva. So if you're harassing the community, umitzayro son, mutar lemasro biyad goyim lahakoso laasro kan. So you can inform the authorities and let the goyim do whatever they do to somebody who they incarcerate, because this person is a mitzvah with sibur. Now, what's not clear is the makar for this Rambam. The Rambam distinguishes between what he has in Halacha Tes, where you are mitzvah lo umitzayro, when you're harassing an individual. And here, what the Rambam says, you are harassing a tzibur. If you're harassing a community, then the Rambam says, mutar lemasro biyad goyim. What's the makar for the Rambam? It's not clear. Not clear. The Bach in Shin Pei Ches says maybe the makar is a Gemara Yevamis, that he brings a Gemara that could be the makar for the Rambam. The Chassam Sofer here has a Mahalach. Chassam Sofer thinks that the reason why Marukva couldn't respond to the Tsar to be Moser, he says he should have been allowed to do that, perhaps, he says, except that he had the Eitzah to Davin. But for a Tzibur, who are you going to say to Davin? It's, anyone in Tzibur could be affected, and you're not going to, not necessarily every person is going to know to follow up on this Eitzah of Davening, so not everybody is going to be able to take the action that needs to be taken that would have, you know, would have been the better solution. And therefore, what you're left with is the next option, which means you have to deal with the situation, so therefore you can be Moser. Something like that is Chassam Sofer here in the Chiddushin. He says, "May the pshitah around the mitzvah tzibur mutar Moser no sekev lohel makar me'ayin odin zeh." So Chloma, he says, from this sugi itself, if he didn't have the hatsala through Hashkin Baharev, he would have been mutar Moser. That's by a yachid, by a tzibur, k'der to be shutfi miyar v'yashkin be'at kulam. Who's going to be the one to always make sure for everybody? And also the point is, who's going to act? Everyone says the other guy will act. There the shutfin means if it's a pot of shutfin, it's not hot, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. In other words, who's going to make it exactly right? Each one says the other guy will do it. So if it's one individual, he knows what he has to do. If it's a community, everyone says the other guy will do it, and nobody's going to do it. Now, he doesn't explain, so why is it justified? He says, it would have been justified for Marukva too, had he not in the eighth of Maskin Mar, but the Bach has a mocker in Yevamis. Whatever the mocker is, I don't have a pshat in the Rambam exactly, but this is the Halacha Brua also, and this is very Negea too. If a person is a mates or a danger to the community, harassing a community, then the Halacha Moser is suspended. The Hefech, you're allowed to be Moser that person. Whatever the mocker is, it could be that Ra'ukfa, being in the position that he was, we said, an Abezdin, a Reish Galusa. So maybe he thought of himself in the role of a tzibur. In other words, if he's being harassed, it's, and he's, you know, he's a public servant, he's representing everybody, he was, you know, he dealt with communal issues all the time, so maybe he felt that the tzar that he was suffering wasn't considered a personal tzar, but it would be considered a gather of that the Geneva was being mitzar the tzibur. That's what occurred to me. Maybe that would be the answer to Meiri's taina. The Meiri says, if it's tzar bi'alma, what do you think, why do you think he could do it? But you see in the Rambam, if you mitzayir at Sibur, whatever the makar of the Rambam is, but you mitzayir at Sibur, you are allowed to be Moser. So Marukva decided to say was that being mitzayir me is like being mitzayir at Sibur. Anyway, Lamaisa, this sugya of Moser is a very vast sugya. We're literally just sort of, you know, touching on it a little bit because it comes right out of the Gemara. But you recognize the sugyas themselves are complex. The inyan is complex. It's a delicate issue, certainly Bisman Hazeh. So we're not trying to, you know, to really do justice to the topic, but simply be familiar with the inyan, because it's obviously very relevant in many ways. But this is one of the main makoros that's dealt with by Poskin, Shulchan Aruch and Poskin, this very gemara that we just read. This nice, exactly what was going on, and what was his havamina, and what was the etzah that was given. And all this is only here because it mentions Derech Agav that it was Sirtet. Right? Sirtet the Kasra. Yes, Mati.
Is it possible it's because
the
Inrei
Kashem
Hashem
out? I mean,
that would.
So what? It's four words from a Pasuk, even without Shem Hashem. Why?
That's not the way the Pasuk was written.
Oh, he was Mishana the Russian, you think? Why? What is it?
He didn't write out the
Shem
Hashem. He just wrote, abbreviated.
No. The fact that in Al Gemara,
Lamed Hey. That's what he did. Anyway, obviously, in Al Gemara, I'm just saying maybe he didn't write out Hashem Hashem. Would that be enough to not require?
I don't know. If you look in the, I think it's the Maram Shif, maybe asks the Kasha. Probably others as well. Why doesn't say Sirtet the second time? I think Maram Shif touches on it. I don't know if he says what you're saying, but I don't know. It could be Kipshuto. Maybe does Mar doesn't have to say every time Sirtet. It's Sirtet the first time. It's Menela Sirtet the second time. It was four words. Okay, weiter, another story again with Negei Sirtut, that's how this comes in. Shochurel and Mar Ukva, and it was also Mar Ukva in this case also, so it connects in that way. So they sent to Mar Ukva, Zimma Minolan da Asir. How do we know that it's Asir to have music? Music is Asir. Okay, music is Asir. How do we know? Sirtet the Kasav Luhu. So he wrote the pasuk with Sirtut, and he wrote the following pasuk in Hosea: Al tismach Yisrael el gil ko'amim. Should be ko'amim, as it says in the pasuk. Do not rejoice Yisrael with the joy of the nations. So therefore, that's the source. Now, what kind of zimra are we dealing with? Rashi right away points out. Rashi says zimra l'shor reveis hamishtos. We're not talking about stam singing. We're talking about singing in the context of a party, with wining and dining, and singing. Right? That's the issue that we're talking about. Zimra, together with drinking wine, tavern drinking. The makar of Rashi is the Mishnah in Sota. Tosus already points it out. We'll see soon in a second. So the pasuk was brought. Atismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amin. In fact, the Gemara, V'lishrach Ruhu Mehacha. Why did he pick that pasuk? Let him send the pasuk here in Hosea, in Yeshaya. Bashir lo yishtu yayin, yema sheikha l'shosav. See, here it says in the source also, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. So that's the source that you can't have wine and music together. Again, this is all because of the Churban. The lesson of the Mishnah in Sota is Mishabatka Sanhedrin. So the Pashtus is we're dealing here with the Inyanim that connected to the Churban Beis Hamikdash because of the void that was left with Churban Beis Hamikdash. There's Iser of Shira. So why do you quote the Pasuk in Hosea? Says the Gemara, Imei Hi Havamina. Would it be from that Pasuk? I would say Hanamila Zima Demana. It's only music which is instrumental. Mana means a Kli. But if it be vocal music, that would be mutter, because it says in that pasuk, "Bashir lo yishtu yayin." So that's only zimmer demana. So therefore, Kamash Malan, he wanted to show that it's not just instrumental; it's even vocal music. So therefore, he quoted the other pasuk, "Al tismach Yisrael gil ka'amin." What does Rashi say? Zimno, we said, those drinkers of alcohol, it will be bitter for them. So it's not a good thing. The mana, Rashi says, kinor, a harp. So what should come out from this Gemara? The Chora. If the Isser is Bebeis HaMishtos, as Rashi starts by saying, so the Chidush is that what is Asser Bebeis HaMishtos? Not just instrumental music, but even vocal. But what about music that's not connected to Beis HaMishtos? What about stomach concert? Not with drinking? So So Chomer doesn't say here that that's us. Not vocal, not instrumental. The chiddush here is that it's us, and b'beis mishtos, not only is it us or the pum, the mana, even the pum. Zot tells us. Zimmer manal and the aser, pirish bekuntris, geshore b'beis mishtos. Bechein mashma, midikama v'rishka achrei mihacha b'shir v'yishtu yayin. So in that pasuk, it's clear b'beis mishtos. It's talking about drinking wine together with shir. So mil, that's the context of what the whole question was. Umpeg basa de sota tnat mishan bakras and hedrin batu shir besa mishtos, and the pasuk quoted in that mishnah shneim b'shira yishtu yai. But now Tosafot says there is room to be machmir to some extent even beyond besa mishtos, as follows from a Yerushalmi: v'roi lahachmir b'kayotze de'ahu b'Yerushalmi. Something similar to the Yerushalmi's case, one should be machmir as well, even though it doesn't quite fit the category of Beis HaMishtos. What is that? Davi Koyim Domech B'Zimretz. They're talking about the Reish Galusa there. He used to wake up and go to sleep with music every day and every night. In other words, the alarm clock is set to the music station. And it's always a regular thing to wake up to music and go to sleep to music. And that's an extra special tainug. Shemis Anik B'Yosef. So Tosfos says that should, what should be machmir. This is an issue that's discussed by Poskim. In other words, to the extent that this is done on a regular basis, one should ask a shaila. In other words, to listen to music when one goes to sleep and wakes up on a regular basis is not so pashut. Yeah. Based what?
How could the
No. So that was the point that they told him was that wasn't right to do. So what's the Tosfos saying? Chore, that's beyond what you see in our Gemara. That was the basic guidelines of our Gemara are that music is usher in the wake of the Churban together with wine. But now we see that even if it's not together with wine, if it's just something which is an extra tainug of music, that also is usher. So where does that come from? I mean, we'll create a new usher. Where does it come from? So the pshat is that even though it says wine in the pasuk, but wine is not necessarily the only thing. Wine is just one example of a tainug. Wine is an objective tainug. Wine and music creates a certain standard of tainug that's usher based on the churban. But to the extent that there's a tainug that's, you know, stands out in a subjective way, even if it's not wine, but it's the fact that you're always there, you're so filled with music, morning, evening, so that has a special status. It rises to the same level as Yayin. That's what it would seem. Just literally a second, Evan, just a second, I'll just finish the Tosis. But Tosis brings a very important point, which is mentioned by basically all the Rishonim Kemat, which is very important in all of this, and that is, Tosis, v'shir shel mitzvah shari. Now, all of this is assuming that it's pariv type of music. In other words, it's not shirei kodesh. And that's where we have these restrictions, b'yayin or misanig b'yosha. However, if it's shir shel mitzvah, the psukim of shevach, kigombish, or it's the context of a mitzvah, gombish aschupa, so it's for the simchas chasim dekara, she'osan smechas mekara, that is certainly mutter. That's mutter. Yes?
Is there any feeling between live music and now that we have recorded music? I think a lot of people would
say that. So
obviously, much, you know, it's
right.
Much more.
I hear. In other words, like Reish Galusa's case, that was live music.
Somebody with the violin.
I mean, I hear. I don't know offhand. I hear, but then again, recorded music sometimes is as good as live. The way, especially today, with the technology that we have, so I can hear that as far that at least today, the more that technology has advanced, the more that, you know, you can feel like the symphony is right there in your living room. So I don't know necessarily that the technical distinction should matter, but I'm not asking for you. I'm just saying, in other words, I'm not convinced necessarily that it should matter, although I hear that there's room to make a chiluk. We're not through with this sugya. There's a whole other sheet to hear, the Rambam, that we have to mention. Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi make a chiluk? He says kino, doesn't he?
Yeah, why does Rashi say that exactly? Does Rashi mean to exclude others? I can't imagine Rashi. Why did Rashi say the mana kino? I don't know. What? No, mana means kli. Mana is a kli. That was in those days. That's what the only thing they had. I mean, I'm sure they had more. The Levim had more. So Rashi, I mean, they're all Why did Rashi say kina? I don't know.
The pasuk before says kina.
What?
The
pasuk says kina.
The pasuk before in
Yeshaya. Chavda. What's the pasuk say before? You have the pasuk there.
I don't have it.
No, but it says kina. Okay, interesting. No, it only says pasuk test. But shilu ishtu yayam shechu shosef. Yes, Matik.
You see, the anatosis is referring to the line of Akuma.
They said it's allowed for Shishal Mitzvah. No, Tosis is... No, Shishal Mitzvah is everything. And the Misanik Vyoser is talking about Puma, probably. It's talking about Mana. Mana.
No,
mana. Damach Bezima. It was Mana. It was instrumental.
Well, Puma would be even the racial Tosis.
What?
The Puma and the racial Tosis would be okay, or...
What are you saying? Vivesa Mishtos, everything is asa. Vivesa Mishtos, even the Gemara says, it's enforced in the Gemara. Vivesa Mishtos, if it's with drinking, then even vocal music. And if it's not drinking, then really it should be fine, except if it's to this extent that it stands out, this anegviosa, that would be problematic. But again, if Shira Mitzvah is a whole separate category, that's fine. That's what we see in Tosis. Now, this is how it comes out of this Gemara, and that's how Tosis goes. The Rambam, is there a Rambam, by the way? Here is Tainis. And the Shulchan Aruch Paschim is like the Rambam. It's much more machmir. And the Chol is very difficult from our Gemara. Is there a Rambam Zmanin? Maybe, yeah. Okay, thank you. Hard to know how to punctuate this Rambam. We'll just read it, see what you think. The Rambam says, this is all discussing the Churban. So one thing you see in the Rambam immediately, like we were medayik in the Gemara with Pashtus, from the Lashon HaMishnah and Sanhedrin, in Sota, that had to do with the Bittul Sanhedrin, Bittul the Churban. The Ram is talking about different takanas in the wake of the Churban. The Chaim Gazru, Lo Nagin B'Klisir, the Chol Minei Zemer, the Chol Mashmiyei Kol Shel Shir, Asur L'Smoach Bahen, V'Asur L'Sholman Mipnei HaChurban. The Rambam says they will go there not to play instruments, not to pray, not to hear, not to be joyous in music, because of the Churban. That's instrumental music. The Ram continues, Va'afigu shir b'peh al hayayin asura. Even vocal music is asur al hayayin. Shenema b'shir lo yishtu yayin. So what is talking in the Rambam? The Rambam has two categories. Number one, the Rambam says, in absolute sense, instrumental music is asur because of the Churban. Period. The Rambam doesn't attach any conditions of yayin. Then the Rambam continues, and even Shir B'Peh Al-Yayin Asur. So it comes out, there's two gradations. In terms of Shira B'Peh, the Isser is only Al-Yayin. In terms of Shira B'Kri, it's Asur even Nashalo Al-Yayin. And then of course the Rambam also brings the main exception to all this. U'Kvan Nagu Kol Yisrael, Lomas Tivishu Shishish Bachos, Ashir Shal Hodos, Lokel Al-Yayin. But in the Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam is saying that Alayayin Shir B'Peh is also us. But Shir B'Kri is also even Shiro Alayayin. The problem is our Gemara doesn't sound that way. It's difficult. How do you read our Gemara? The Torah brings both Shittas. This is in Taf Kuf Samach. V'asru kol minei shir, but the Torah also brings the Rambam in the Tshuva, which seems to even go further than the Rambam in the Yad. V'asru kol minei shir, says the Torah, bein b'kli bein b'peh. U'pirish Rashi kigong l'shor v'es ha-mishtos. That's Rashi by us. V'atosus mefarshim, Tosus explains, apparently expansion on Rashi, da'afu b'lo mishtenami, v'datko mishiragil b'kach. Again, to the extent that this is a person's general conduct, that always listening to music, then it becomes a problem even without yayin. could be because the Misani Bekach treats it like it were Yayin. Kahid Isa Birusham Yeshkalus had become Danach Bezimra, Beshach Bukumo, he Mizamim Lefanav. It could be it was even Shir, maybe even vocal. It could be Mizamim Lefanav. It doesn't say Dafka Bikri. Maybe he had a choir by his bed. When he woke up, they were singing. When he went to sleep, they were singing. It was an extra luxury, and that was not appropriate. Umilas and Aramim Zechon Obracha, Masva, the Bikri Asu Ishmo Becholin. This is the Rambam that we just quoted in Chassanias. Then the Torah says, "Avahu bia b'tshuvas she'ela da'afilu b'peh asur after lo mishte." It's even beyond. So this is a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam Chori does not seem to jive with the Gemara and Koshkein, the Rambam in the tshuva that he quotes. Again, from our Gemara, it sounds like the Isser is the same. It's just that it's only alayayin, but it's also vocal. And then again, the Torah goes on to distinguish between shiras ahavim l'shabeach yafu b'yofyo, but mutar lo m'shiras b'tishbachus. The Meiri brings a whole other interesting dimension here, and this is also a whole sugya. I don't want to dwell on it too much, just simply be ma'orah the basic ideas, the basic makoros. But the Meiri says, seemingly, that it's not connected to the Churban at all. In the Rambam, he puts it, positions it when he discusses inyanim connected to the Churban. But there's a whole other mahalachim is shown in that the Meiri seems to represent. And the Meiri says like this, Kol mini zemer ha'asuyin l'simchas holulus v'shelo l'chadein behen l'shvach haborei o l'tzad mitzvah elo derech kalus rosh. In other words, like disco dancing and the like. In other words, it's pure holulus. The tainuk, the mini macho mishka, he brings in the fact that it's eating, drinking. Also, you're not allowed to listen to, you're not allowed to delight in. Bein shenasa zemer bekli, bein b'shira al peh. That's clearly awesome. The koshkin says in Iri, b'makam shanoshim etzuyos sham, get nightclubs and so on. Ba'adavabo de hegel avera, that's iser chamur. Even though there is wine and is dining, but that's different. Nor does the Meiri mention the factor of churban. The Meiri's guiding principle seems to be pritzus and the like, as opposed to simcha, where it's ain't botzad pritzus. The ain will adayin, the ain will mashe ain of rose, the makoma, the shaitam, if you have to set a policy, you have to know what you're dealing with. The af ha mikraos melamdim shalonema el derech pritzus. The hu sha'amar ke'amim. Al tismach Yisrael el gil. Don't follow the culture of the nations. Keminag ha'amim. Lechein b'shir v'yishtu yayin sheko elu derech pritzus v'kalus rosh m'secha sota nirakein. What seems clear from the Meiri is that this entire notion of the Isser of music we're dealing with is not so much a churban related issue, but it's more a pritzus related issue. So the shaila is, how does that fit into the lesson of the Mishnah in Sota? The Mishnah in Sota, as Tosis quotes here, is Mishabatla Sanhedrin Batla Shir Beis Mishtos. Sounds like it's connected to the churban. The Sanhedrin was soon before the churban. The Sanhedrin disbanded, and then the churban came. So, if you look at the Meiri in Sota, it's clear what's going on. There's Yerushalmi in Sota that basically brings it out that when the Sanhedrin was in existence, so they were an authority, and they kept people in check, and they had a certain influence. What type of music was sung? Was it Nivul Peh? Was it not Nivul Peh? Was it appropriate? Was it not appropriate? So they were not saying things that were inappropriate. They were not saying Divine Nevala this year. When it's Pascha Sanhedrin, then a lot of breaches occurred, and that's when the music became more rude and less appropriate. So it comes out, it's not a churban per se issue, it's more an union of checks and balances. That's the Meiri's shita. The Rambam we see is a churban connecting into the churban. The Meiri is not. There's a lot to say here. There's a Rabbi Kahn wrote a long article if anyone's interested It appeared, I don't know how many years ago, in one of the journals, the RJJ Journal of Halacha, where he does a lot. He does a wonderful collection of all the different shittas related to this inyan. Again, this is one of the main sugyas over here and in Sota. Exactly what are the parameters? Rav Moshe, she mentioned Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Nicholas Moshe Chelk Aleph. I forgot the simon, Chelk Aleph, where he has a long discussion at the Rambam Shita. Recognize what we'll say. It's not a pashta thing to go to a concert, you realize. The fact that Kali Yisrael is so, you know, we take it for granted because we rely on the Shita of Tosos. And the I'm good to the extent that you want to say it's different shoes, it's a shvachos, then okay, then you're, but I don't know necessarily that every concert necessarily fits exactly that. It's entertainment. The question, good, good. You know, I'm not debating necessarily. Literally a second, but to the extent that it's not alayayin, and it's even if it's not necessarily divrei mitzvah, you have the sheet of Tosas that will permit it, as long as it's not a regular thing, like the case of the Beis Galusa doing it every day, every night. You can't go to kind person goes is addicted to a concert, it could be a problem. But if it's simply parnasa is a separate issue, there are tshuvas about that parnasa, but a professional entertainer, that might be different. But to the extent that it's not a regular thing, there's a heter of Tosas. But according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Taf Kuf Samach, the Machaber passing with the Rambam. And God's rule should go with Nagin Bikrishir, Vekomene Zemer. This is not about Aliyayim. Hagav, Yeshomim, Dafka, Mishiragil, Bohem, Gon Hamalachim, the Shulchan Bikrishir. But again, according to the Shita of the Rambam, it would not be Pashtut. And again, Ramosha is true about it. Ever. Yes.
If the local origination for the Iri here is Krisis, then the Korach, you could make a film based on technology of today. Assuming that a song isn't inappropriate in the content, then a recording that somebody gets on iTunes would be fundamentally different in the eyes of the Iri than going to that concert or listening to that same song.
Quite as well taken, I understand. But Maestro, we should know that things... We should be B'nai Torah, and whatever we should be with Yerush Shemayim, and be appreciative and sensitive to the issues that we're dealing with.
What's your schedule?
What?
Effie, do we have Shia on Sunday?
I think we're going to finish tomorrow.
Where's... Oh, you know what I mean?